We're going to learn today, we're continuing the Mitzvah in one more week. We're going to do Chelik Yud Ches, and probably we're going over to Chelik Yud Ches, because next week is Matis Masi together, so we're going to be a Sikh of Matis Aleph and Masi Aleph, and then we're going to go over to Chelik Yud Ches. So we're continuing. So we are continuing in Mitzvah Shem to learn Chelik Yud Ches and Parshas Pinchas. We're going to learn Sikh Aleph. A very, very gishmake Rashi Sikhe. Just unbelievable, and it's easy to understand. It's not like the last 2 weeks that it was really complicated. It's easy, the questions and the answers and the chidush. Most chidush is the Rebbe's question, what did Rashi bothered Rashi? What did Rashi bothered? And the Rebbe explains it just unbelievable. Of the verta from Posik Vayi Archama Geifo, is Rashi Moisi Vegoimer, was his Meramez of them, was his Kumd Balt Nor them. Interesting. When you look in Chumash, when you have an Aliyah in the Torah today, Monday and Thursday in Shabbos by Minche, so you look and you see Vayi Achra Magevo, then there's an old line empty, and next line starts like Abba Hashem L'moish Lema. So we don't know what?
It's a new parsha.
It's a Keilu one posik, and it's a new parsha. Vayi Achra Magevo, it says a Samach, it's a Stumo, the all line is empty, no written, and then you start next. So lechoyer, it's two separate things. Comes Rashi, this is the Rebbe starts, the Sikhe very geschmack. Rashi says, brings down from Chumash Vayach HaMageifo, v'goymer. That means that Rashi connects the Vayach HaMageifo with the next, Vayedabar Hashem El Moshe. Was his Meramez of them, was his Kum Balt Noch them. What is after that? The Atzivu, it's a Tzeil Nidin. Vayoyimah Hashem El Moshe, Seu Ezroish Kaladaz Ben Yisrael, v'goymer. Rashi is mefarish. Rashi is explaining what it means. Rashi says, "Moshel leroy shenichnos uzeivim letechedroy veorgubem v'umayno ison leida miin anisos." A parable, a moshel to somebody who is a shepherd, and wolves came into his flock. He came into his place, and they killed some of the sheep. And then the shepherd is counting them. Why is he counting them? Because he wants to know how much was left from the sheep. Lernen dich mit Pashtus, und wir steigen mit Forscher Rashi. When you learn simple, you learn Rashi simple, and the Rabbi brings down that Devektoi, with Sif Sichachomim, and they explaining this, explaining, it's very simple when you learn it with Pashtus. What is the explanation? Wilder mit Rashi bavorinen. Von dem Loschen, wie der Apostel ist, Matgis, weil je achre am Agefo goimer, is move on, as the midwert gemeint, nicht nur zu erzählen, as the Minion is vorgekommen, noch der Friediker geschehen ist, Magefe, noch euch, as the Minion is gewähren, in Zusammenhang mit der Magefe. Yeah, the Rebbe says that like this. It's a very simple thing. It says that lechoire that it's not only chronological that he's coming to tell me. Vayachamagevo, they counted them. No, they comes to tell me that the counting had to do with the magevo. So the Rebbe says, tells it the shaila. In vos b'shtei the shaila, it's vishin the magevo me and bnei Israel. What is the connection between them? Right. That what the Mephoshim said, that what bothered Rashi, and that's why Rashi is masbut of the Moshele Roye, v'moynesh and leida min anisoroys. So the pshat is very simple. It says Vayach HaMageifo, and then it says a new parsha, it starts, that the Reb Shat said to Kant, so the Choyre could be that it's only the Seder in Teure goes, after the Mageifo, the Reb Shat told him to Kant. From Rashi, that it says, v'goymer comes to tell me not only that it's the Seder, but he comes to tell me that it's some connection. So the question, what is the connection between a Magefa and Kanting? So the Mephoshim say, in the Rebbe says, in Pashtus HaKsuvim, it's understood. Rashi says, Amosh Leroye, that's why, Achre HaMageifo, Vaitav Rashev El Moshe, can't read and see how much is left. So standing. But the Rebbe says, no, I can't accept it. She's over Shver HaZoy to learn it. Weil das Dominion ist Melechatchile, nicht kein Chidush beim Talmud. So what are you telling me that the whole Chidush is, what is the connection between Magefa and Kanting? It's not a Chidush. Noch dem Rashi, als in früher Mefarisch gewesen, in ohne Parshas Bamidbo, mit toi chibosol lefonov moinoison, kol sho. The Loshin Rashi is, it can't say kol sho. What does it mean? Because kol sho means to jeder Zeit, when it is geboren Hashinu, in Matzat Bnei Yisrael. Kol sho does mean it can't say every hour, every day. Whenever there's a change in Am Yisrael, then it can't say. The Rashi is not Mamshich, כשיוצאו ממצרים, הקנת להם. כשנופלו בעגל, הקנת להם. כשבול אשרי שכינוסו, הקנת להם. ונבר, זה גם בי השינוי, הצ'יינג' עם ישראל, then he's counting them. פרשת שאתה תלמיד אורך בן נדן. So what is the question, what is the answer? It's a simple thing that it says, ויהיה אחר מגיפו, the Rebbe says to count them. So what is the problem, what's the question? Versteht ihr, der Talmud, der Benitin dann, als Gott, was der Räubisch doch, die Geissen zählen die Hiden, noch einmal Geife, ist es mit euch im Bosse Lefon, auf Punkt wie, Kschnoflu Beegel, Mon, und leid am Ihnen an die Sorge. So der Rabbi says, I can't say that this bothered Rashi, because this didn't bother Rashi. Rashi didn't need all Moshel. It's not necessary. Just in a few parshas, it's more than a few parshas. In parshas Bamidbar, the Rashi said already, Mitoy Chiboson, he's counting them. Here it was something, a shinui in them, kol shor, so he counted them. The Rabbi says, now, Philim Timtze Loimar, let's say that Rashi said, you know, I'm dealing with a five-year-old, maybe he forgot from Bamidbar till now. It's not say, Valois Roshlach, Koira, Chukas, Bolot, Pinchos, he forgot already. So the Rabbi says, if you want to say that he forgot, he doesn't, if a losach nishof in Talmud, but think it was what he learned in Parshas Bamidbar, but toich dan given genug to the man in the Talmud, durchzogen bekitzo, leid amin anu isorim. That's it. But the child, if it says to the Rebishter, said to Kant, and Rashi would say, to know how many are left from them. Oh, I learned it in Bamidbar. You would remember right away. What are you giving me again, the old Moshe? So the Rebbe says, I can't accept it. Beis, euch darf man verstehen. So it's very simple now. Yeah, the Meforshim tried to answer what bothered Rashi. The Rebbe says, I can't accept that this bothered Rashi, because it didn't bother him. It's a simple thing that the Rebishter tells to Kant after Ramageife. Okay. Beis, euch darf man verstehen.
Is the Moshe the same as Kibosei? The
you have a very good point. It's coming up in the questions. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very nice. I'm happy that you saw it. That there's a difference. There's two Misholim. Moshel of a shepherd, Moshel of the owner of the sheep is counting. And there's a difference in the lesson. We're going to come up in the questions.
I mean, there's a simple plus question that the Hebrew star already knows. The simple reason of the Moshel is that the shepherd doesn't know.
The Rebishter knows. Yeah, fine. There's nothing. If you have a treasure in your safe deposit, you take it out from time to time and you count it again, even you know what you have there. Right. In Ira doesn't say. Ira doesn't say.
Even if you know already.
Right. Okay. Excellent. The point is very good. Very good point. Oisbeis. Oir darf man verstehen. Aleph. Was gibt es zu der Moschel, was Rashi bringt in der Rasbore von Nimschel? What is the Moschel helping me in the Nimschel? Lechoire is the Nimschel for sich on the Moschel Roye genug klochen poshet. Rashi should have said, Moshe Rabbeinu der Roye Israel, was hat sich Moshe Nefesh beim Verzeihen mach Israel, hat gezählt die Iden, wie geht sie wissen, dem Inan Isoros, will ich halt auf Roye sein. What do you have to tell me a Moschel? That a Roye, wolves came in and they killed some sheep. He wants to have money left. Everybody knows that Moshe is Roye Israel. And that's why he's counting them. What do you need the Moshel? The Moshel doesn't help you nothing in the Nimshel. With the Nimshel, with just saying that Moshe did it, we're going to know that Moshe is Roye Israel. And he wants to know what happened there. Beis, the Moshel Roye, the Moinois and later Min and Isorois, as the Roye is there, was will wissen Min and Isorois, right? According to Rashi, who wants to know how many are left? The shepherd wants to know. He's a Choyre, nicht mechufen zum Nimshel. It's not same as the Nimshel. Who wants to know, who told Moshe to Kant? The Rebishter told him to Kant. But the Rebishter, the Balatzoin, had geheißen zählen die Iden, und nicht dass Moshe, der Roye, mit Zadatzmoy, had gewollt wissen sehr zoll. It's not right, it's not MS. Who told the Moshe to Kant? The Rebishter. The Rebishter told him to Kant because he wanted them to know. So what are you telling me? That a Roye wants to Kant. It's not true. Betoyche kemen eintaitshin kavonas aninshlas, the Rebishter had told Moshe an inyen, was is him Moshe given a geya, kishem vidas is negea dem Roye in Moshe. Lechoyer, we could say to the Rebishter, Moshe, you can't because you are the Roye. That's why Rashi brings the Moshe of the Roye. So the Rebbe says, no, it's like the Bakoshe. Rashi, lechatrile, he can bring in a Moshe, nish von a Roye, no von a Balatzoin. But you have to bring me a Moshe from a Roye and to quiz yourself and try to understand that the Rebishter told Moshe, you can't because you are the Roye, you have to know how many are left. So just to repeat for the people who just came in, very interesting that the Rebbe says, that Rashi says, there's a posik yichubish vayiach ramageifo, and then there's a stumo, there's an all line empty, there's only three words, then there's a one posik, and then it says, vayidabar Hashem el Moshe leimer. So we have Rashi says Vayachamagev, Rashi brings down the Goimer, so there's a connection there. So before she would understand what bothered Rashi. So they say Rashi was bothered. What is the connection between Amagev and Kantik? How could you say it? It's a simple thing. We learned already in Bamidbar already the Rebishter Kansa, whenever there's a change in between the Eden. Okay. Now the Rebbe says, we're going to ask also some questions, question number one, what's the Moshe help me? Say that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Roye, and he wants to know what happened. I don't need a Moshe on it. Every child knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Roye Neman. And the second question is that Moshe Leroye is contradicting itself. You tell me that Aroye wants to know who told Moshe to come, the Baal HaTzoyim, the Rebishter told him to come. Okay. Gimel, the third question. Noch mehr, in Tanchume and Bamidbo Rabbe, in Tanchume and Bamidbo Rabbe, wer hat gebracht der Moshe nicht von Aroye, nur Moshe Lezeev, Shenofal al HaTzoyim. Utzrach Baal HaTzoyim limnoisom, und Rashi ist Mishane und schreibt Moshe Leroye Chulu. Im Edrisch Tanchume, but Rashi is taking it, is said that they're talking about the Baal HaTzoyim. And here comes Rashi and tells me they're talking about, it's unbelievable, what's going on here? Why did it change? Why did it take the Tanchume? It would have been beautiful. What is Dali, the fourth question? Noch größer dit mir. Now we're making the third question much stronger. Rashi allein bringt im Parshas Kisisa beim Zählen die Iden noch mein Segel, bis ich nicht mehr bei Magefe. Moshe Letzoyna Chavivo al Baaleo, that sheep that they are very precious by their owner. The Rebbe is emphasizing, the Rebbe wrote it, Baaleo, the Rebbe made underlined. Shenofal Vodever, Misheposak Omalei Leroye, Bevakoshim Imcho, I'm begging you, Manei Esksoini, count my sheep, Veda, come on Oishrubem. Haint, for God Zog Rashi Dom Moshe Leroye Chulu. Rashi himself used to read the Loshen with a story that Baal HaTzoyim wants to count. And Rashi uses there the Moshe, Moshe Letzoyna Chavivo. But you mentioned before, Letzoyna Chavivo. Why are you changing? Why didn't you use the same Moshe? Ois hei, noch shinuim, in the fifth question, there is three questions in the fifth question. Aleph, in Parshas Sisa Zog Rashi Moshe Shinofal Bo Dever, there was a plague, and a lot of sheep died. And though, Shinichnesu Zeivim Letechetroi, what happened with the Tzoy now? Wolves came in, and they killed them. Why is the difference? Why did you not use the same Moshe? Base, in Parshas Sisa is a madgish in Moshe the minion from Chavivus, lo idea shei Chavivu Olof, but you mentioned exactly. There in Parshas Kisiso it says Chavivo, here it doesn't say nothing Chavivo, just to know how many are left. Why? Gimel, in the Medroshim, is the Loshen Al HaTzoyim, Letoy HaTzoyim, that the Zevim came in, of the under ship, in between the ship. What does Rashi say? Rashi is Mishane, and Zogt, Letoy Edroy. They came into his, what's Edroy in English?
Flag.
The flag. Yeah? Came into his flag.
Flag.
Huh?
Flag.
Yeah, flag.
Yeah. Flag is something else that's in the morning.
Yeah, okay. So the Choyre is not to understand, why did Rashi change? Gimel. Now we're going to go to the second Rashi, and then we're going to get the Yesod, what badot Rashi. Unbelievable Chidush. Tanoch is Rashi Mamshich. Dovor Acher. Kishiyotsu, it's on the same Rashi. Rashi gives you one Pirush. Moshe Leroy, then it says Dovor Acher. Kishiyotsu me Mitzrayim, v'nimtzir le'moyshe, nimtzir le'beminyan, achshav shikor avlomus, l'achzir b'tsoyni, marzir b'minyan. A very simple thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, in this parsha, it says that you should take your Yeshua, and v'shamto yodecho olov, you should bless him, and you should give him from you, and Yeshua is going to take over. In this parsha, in Pinchos, it says, alei laro avorim, and the story with Mislovchot, with everything has to do with coming into Eretz Yisrael, means Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give over to Yeshua. So the Rebbeinu tells him a simple thing. When you count them, you got them with a count. You're going now to pass away, count them again. This is the second Pirush of Rashi. And since moving forward, Rashi stelled them Pirush als Dover Acher. Why is it a second Pirush? And nicht als Pirush Rishon. Veikri, weil loy dem Pirush is nicht musber, die Scheiches von Seul, zu Vayiach HaMageifo. Right? If I say Vayiach HaMageifo is connected to Vaidabar Hashem el Moshe Eimo Suus Rosh Bnei Yisrael, it's understood. But if you're telling me that Vaidabar Hashem el Moshe Eimo can be eaten because of you going to pass away, it's nothing to do with Vayiach HaMageifo. That's why Rashi uses it as a second Pirush. Sie ist aber nicht verstandig leider gisse. Was ist schwer in dem ersten Pirush, was zu lieb dem bringt, bringt er dem zweiten Pirush, durch welches ist nicht doch keine Schwierigkeit. What is your question on the first Pirush? A beautiful Pirush in the first one. Why do you need the second one? The second one is completely not making sense, because it's not in order with the Chumash. It says, Vayach HaMageifo, and then you tell me, Kantem L'choyrem, makes more sense to Kantem because of the Mageifo, and not because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away. You're contradicting yourself. You say, Vayach HaMageifo, Kantem, and you're telling me that Kantem, because you're not going to give to the soul, you're giving him back to Yeshua, and finish. Okay, Ois Dala de Birun then. The Rebbe is going to, one Yesod, and all the questions, 5, 6, 8, or 10 questions, everything is going to go down, and the last question is going to go down, Mamish, by the last Seif, and also not clear, the Rebbe doesn't say clear the distinction of the question, but we learn good Yesod, we understand that that's what the Rebbe is saying there. Right? Ois dalet, da bir in dem. Rashi is da oisen zu mefare sein, nicht nur dem Kishu zwischen Vayacham Agev und Zuhu. This is not Rashi's problem, what is the connection between Vayacham Agev and Zuhu, because as we said before, it can be that this bothered Rashi. Why? Because the child knows, and everybody knows, that after Amagev, you can't eat. So what does Rashi bother? Kiniska Loel, das weiß man schon von Pirush Rashi in Parshas Sison Bamidbo. We know that. So Rashi doesn't have to tell me that. No, the Nora, no, Aninye was a schwer in the Werther. When you say Vayiachem Agefo, Rashi has a question already. Rashi is bothered with something. What bothers Rashi with these words? The Rebbe is going to explain it. In Seif Parshas Bolog, Verda Zeilt, as in its word, Lebal Poyo, that in Edash Gvorov Tvei Yofani. In Seif Parshas Bolog, when Bilom had to leave, he told Bolog, look, I can't curse him. We learned last week the Chidush, that not by the end is not only not curse them, but he also blessed them. We learned last week in the Shir. And he said, before he left, I have one idea for you. Elokeim Shleilu Soinezimo, try to send in some girls to the boys and make a chub there. Make a yin of Zimo. So it says in Sof Pashas Bolog, the dos, the nismodim, lebal po'oyo, it says they were punished in two ways. Aleph, Vayicha Raf Hashem Beisroel, Sholach Bohem Mageifo. And it says clearly the Parshas Bolog is finishing with these words. Vayiyu Amageisim Bamageifo, Abo Vesrim Aleph. That's how the Sedre is finishing. So 24,000 people died in the Magefa because of Nismodim Lebal Poyo. Base, Vayomer, the Rebbe told Moshe, Shoifte Israel, Irgu Ish Anoshov. That the Shoiftim should go around and kill those that they chayev misse, that they had to do with these things. And the Rashi touched this up, Kolechot Vechot Mundayone Israel or Yoerik Shnayim. Because the Loshen is, Shteit Nishir Irgu Ish Ochi, or Ish Ish, it says Ish Anoshov. Anoshov is plural, Loshen Rabim. So each one killed two. Kolechot Vechot Mundayone Israel or Yoerik Shnayim, Vedayone Israel, Shmoino Ribui, Vishmoino Salofim, 88,000 Dayonim Davos in the Eden, right? And 2 times 88,000 is 176,000. Yeah? Kedesi Begim Sanedrin. There's a girl said that there was only 78, but we're going to go with the 88. And loy dem cheshbon kumtois, as the arugim durch the Shoifte Israel seine gewähren, über 170,000. The Rebbe doesn't give an exact count to 176, because according to the Shite, if it's 88,000 or 78,000. So the Rebbe says, finishes 170, but there's 176,000, plus the 24,000 that died in the Magefa. 24,000 just died from the Mabishwar, and the 176 were killed from the Dayonim. Each Dayan killed two people. Al Pize, now comes the question, as Poshet, mind-boggling, I'm telling you, I don't know what words to use already, but the Rebbe finds out what bothered Rashi. It's Poshet, beautiful. Sometimes I'm embarrassed that I'm talking about the Rebbe, what are you so excited? The Rebbe is, but it's Poshet not to be believed. Al Pize is that big doilo in unser Poshet. For what is the Posik Madgish Achre Amageifo, as the Minion is given by Gates of Wissen, Wifle Seinen given in the Shorim for the Amageifo? As the Rebbe started in the beginning of Ois Dalet, Rashi bothered the words itself, Vayi Ach Amageifo, Rashi stops, I can't go any further. Why didn't the Rebbe tell Moshe to count the 176,000? Why only Amageifo? It should have said, Vayi Ach Amageifo, the Achre Sheshoifte Israel Orgu, the Rebbe told Moshe, go count Amen is left. It's most unbelievable. Why only Achre Magifo? And make a cheshbon, 5 times, yeah? No, 7 times more people died from the Shoiftim than from the Magifo. And you're telling me, can't only Achre Magifo. Why? This is not about Rashi. Huh? Okay, the Shoiftim, yeah.
No,
Chalas. Oh, still.
It doesn't even have to say
Achrei Misas Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, Achrei Misas Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe is emphasizing, no. When you're going to count, you're counting only who is left from the Magefe. Don't worry about these 176,000. Doesn't make any sense? Let's an insight. Leuten Cheshbon darf doch sein wichtiger, more important zu wissen, der Minyan an Eusorim, and we shouldn't be afraid to ask questions, because they took me as to say Bishir, but I'm not clear on everything, and I don't have to know everything. Last week also, Rabbi Phillips asked a question, I didn't know the answer. And I walked all week to find the answer. After the Shir, we'll talk about it when it's not being taped. Okay. Leuten Cheshbon darf doch sein, wichtiger zu wissen, damit, according to the calculation, it's much more important to know, meaning an Isorim von dem Orgu, Irgu, Ishanoshov, wo der Mispar Arugim ist gewesen, mehr als 7 Mal so viel von dem Mispar Amesim Babagefo. It's 7 times more than the people died. So, where the Rebbe put away the Yesod, the dead word bothered Rashi. Und zu verantworten, dit mir, bringt Rashi, Moshe Leroy, Shkich Lezei, Vechol Vekam. Rashi didn't bring the Moshe to tell the child that, why are we counting them, because Moshe Leroy, not is the child knows himself that Ephraim Agefe, if we have to count. Rashi bothered, why are you telling me to count only those people that died in the Agefe? That's why I bring a Moshe Leroy, and the Evi. It doesn't bring the Moshe in Kisiso, in his Mishane from the Tamchume, where it says about the Balatzoim wants to count, here it says no. The Roya has to be counting, and also that the Evim came in, and not a Dever, not a plague. Oy say, the Chilik in Pashas, if it's not Balatzoim, what says the Roya Tzeilen sein Zoim, Leid Amin an Isoris, and the Roya, what says they, for sich alein, Faden Zweck, there's two things that could be here. The Rebishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, can the Eden, I want to know how many they are, or the Rebishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't them, you should know. There's a major difference, why he tells them to do it. The Rebbe is explaining it. You see, there's two dots, always, when there's two dots, means the explanation is coming. There's a difference between, the Rebishter says to can't, I want, the Baal HaTzoyim wants to know, or you can't, you have to know. What's the difference? The Rebbe says, when the Baal HaTzoyim is telling the Tzoyim, big day to wissen, me in an Isorois, kommt es halt zu und ist damit euch zu drücken die Chavivus von den Zäumen wie Rashi sagt im Parshas Kisiso man ist ein Eloidi Ashi Chavivu Olov wenn der Balat sein wants to know in Parshas Kisiso did I ego and a lot of people died and the Rebster says they are Chavivu Alai I love them Moshe do me a favor count them for me because I like them כדי לא ידיע שהיא חביב אולוב the says she's going to get no dose of the gezählt the Zäumen seinen geblieben ganz what do I want to know I don't care what happened before. I want to know how many are left. And since the ring came up, came in and you see him in the umgick, from the umgekommene Zeugen, is the Reue schuldig or not? The Ricker is the ganzekeit from the Zeugen. It doesn't matter what happened. If the Reue is at fault or nobody is at fault, it doesn't matter. He wants to know how many are left. Why? Because they are chavivo, they are precious for him. This is when we talk about when the Baal HaTzoyim says and the Rebishter says to Kandidin because he wants to know because chaviv. Like by the Eglis, Rashi brings the Moshel. What is the difference? The Kegmin. In the opposite way. When the Roya tzeilt it so in Leid Amin an Isorois, yes, in our Rashi, Rashi says Leid Amin an Isorois, is das Beiker, nicht mit der Roya zuweisen, der Chvivus in Isorois. That's why Rashi doesn't say, Rashi doesn't bring you the Moshel of Chvivus. Rashi says, only to know how many has left. Why? What's the difference if the Roya is counting, he should know, or the Rebbe tells him to count because the Baal HaTzoyim wants to know? Very simple. It's at the Tavkit from a Roya. It has to do, here, it makes a difference. When the Rebbe wants you to tell for him, it doesn't matter how they died. But when there is, when the Rebbe tells you to count because he tells you to count, you should know how many are left, it has to do with you. Per se, what does it mean? Mit der Kavone und Tachlis sich aufgeben mehr mit die Zäune an der Sorge zu verritten als Hecken von der Aselche Umglück verhallen. Der Rebster tells Moshe Rabbeinu, can them, you know why? Because you are at fault, as we're going to learn later in the Sikhe, and you should know, you Roye, you Shepherd, you should know, from now on, be careful, it shouldn't happen again, such a thing. Und der Rieber is move on, now we're going to come to the conclusion, what's the difference between Parshas Kisiso and Parshas Pinchos? The river is moving, as does his Beika Shaykh, when the Roye feels sich schuldig in them, was es haben gefällt, so in von Eder. When is Shaykh, when the Rebishter should tell the Roye, or a Roye is counting, he sees that something happened in his flock, and he sees there's a problem, so he can't, and he won't say how many is left. When he has a doubt, maybe it's his fault, he wasn't careful. Let me just say, not go further, say it. That's why Rashi uses here the lotion, Zehivim, not Dever. When you say Dever, nothing to do with them. And that was a plague. When you say Zehivim, be careful, watch him. Why didn't you watch? You shouldn't come in. That's Rabbi Gerard is going to say. The river is moving as does his baker shy when the Roye feels sich schuldig in them was es haben gefällt, so in von Eder. Oiber wer es hat passiert in a Neufen, was der Roye hat es nicht gekannt bei Wohnen. It happened something like a plague. It's not his fault. Dem und man sich nicht bei ihm zu zählen, die Zäune, man wissen, der Mena nicht so ist, weil in seiner Arbeit als Roye von den Zäunen gar nicht gefällt. What are you telling him to count? He should be more careful. It's not him. It's not his fault. It was a devil. And damit is moving the Shinoi, was in the Moshel from Baal HaTzoyim, in Parshas Kisiso, no Grashe, Shinof Albo, Devil. And though by Moshel Leroye in Pinchos, he says, Shenichnusu Zevi. Very simple and very geschmack understood. Why it changes the Moshel? Because there he's talking about that there was a devil. And it is talking about something that happened at Zeivim. What's the difference? Where is the difference? Where do we see it? We're going to see later in the Sikha, I'm going to explain exactly what it means when there is Dever, and when in Bayas in the Parsha, has to do with Zeivim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be a little more careful, as we're going to see later in the Sikha. Aroye kenish verriten seine Zeugen von Dever. He can't control Dever. Und is der Riba nicht schuldig, wenn er noch einmal Dever. It's not his fault. Aber kennt, wer andere, aber das ist ein Tafkid. It's his obligation zu verrieten die Zeugen von Zeivim. Ich glaube, es ist interessant, mit Amake. Go with a stick, and I think the Zeivim probably run away from a stick. Also, ich weiß, das ist, wie kann jetzt immer sein? You have more things, maybe you have a gun. Und neu, sie hat passiert, dass nicht nur zu Zeivim, wir auch geboren. Ist das der Schuld von dem Reue? It's the fault of the shepherd. Und der Riber, der Moschel von Balat Zeuin, in Parshas Kisisa, when Rashi brings the Moschel, we have to remember the difference. Rashi brings the Moschel, the Balat Zeuin, mit Toi Chavivus, he told the shepherd, do me a favor, something happened here, please come to him. Der Riber, der Moschel von Balat Zeuin, was ist ein Chavivus, to the Zeuin ist die Stocke Chilig, wer soll die Zeuin sein, in umgekommen Kanal, doesn't matter how the day, the Riker is, to see how many are left, so Rashi, no fall, whatever. Und der Matze mit Parshas Kisiso ist gewähren mehr Bedugme zu Dever in Kisiso was more Dever. Okay, then come on. The Rebbe is going to explain in Sivov what is in Parshas Kisiso a plague and in Parshas Pinchos is Zeivim. מה שאים כן בא מושל לרויה זוקטר נכנסו זאבים weil in Azav Val rührt es von dem Eufen Milo Atavke von dem Reue und wenn der Rebbe Shasher sind dies Parshe weil ich am Geifo und der Rebbe Shasher war Ida Bar Hashem el Moishe Leimer Seuz Rosh Bnei Israel der Rebbe Shasher sagt to Moishe you go can't because you could be at fault please count them and make sure that it doesn't happen again as we're going to see in Oizvov Loi dem is moving der Tirutz auf die Eufen der Montat Mie in die Werte Vayach HaMageifo durch den Moschel der Reue וכולו. Now we'll understand, Rashi's question, why does it say Vayach HaMageifo? Rashi doesn't even, in the Chumash, the Torah doesn't even say to do something with a count of 7 times more people that died, don't ignore them, don't even look at them. Das, was es haben gefällt, Iden, Rachmon in das Land, und dem, was die Schäfte Israel haben gearget, Isha Noshov, ist es doch gewähren in einem Neufen, was besser noch die See gemischt wird, und dann gewähren die Misse, bei Melo, durch Shemesh Rabbeinu nicht gekämpft, vielen schuldig in See umkommen, und sie lieben dem Zählen, die nicht sorry. Very simple answer. Very simple. The 176,000 died, how did they die? The Dayonim said, and everybody was done, that he was doing the Avere, and they killed them. So it's nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe tells Moshe Rabbeinu, now you can be Iden to see what was wrong. This 176,000 has nothing to do with Moshe. That's why you tell him to count only the 24,000. What is Moshe Rabbeinu's fault in the 24,000? What's the difference? The Rebbe is going to explain. Beautiful. Anders is over the Mageife, was in the Obstel and the Ata Sheiches with Moshe. The Mageife was stopped, had to do with Moshe. Virashe brings her up in Sof Pashas Bolog. It's kap, so shifte shil Shimoin. Omru loy le Moshe. Amrulei, they told to Moshe, Moshe, zu asura. They brought a Midianis, and they say, is it asura? Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, how come you married a Midianis? So, nesalmo mimenu aloche. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the aloche. Und er schnoch dem, wie Pinchos, roa, mainse, viniskar aloche, und hat gearget Zimri, what happened when he killed Zimri? It says, klor in the Torah, what he ought, Magefo was stopped. Is a gam as those was in Salmo Mimena Locha is given an Indian was in Kumem Elemailo mit der Kavone, the Rashi so Kedei Sheyove Pirchas Vitel Zeroilo, in effect, in essence, yeah, in actuality, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, the Rebishter made him forget, it's not his fault, right? Because he wanted Pinchas to come and say him Pinchas should become a Kohen, he wasn't a Kohen till then. If Pinchas would not have this story, it would not have been Koyanim till today from Pinchas, only from Aaron and his kids. Pinchos is a new Kohen that happened later, that's why he was blessed then by a Kohen, and from then, all his kids are also Kohenim, the same as Aaron. Is the sentence a Kohen not because he's Pinchos ben Elozor ben Aaron a Kohen? It has to do just because of him. So the Rebbe, so Lechoyre, what is the problem of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not his fault. So the Rebbe says, Geschmack. Is does not klap Ishmael Galye. The Rebbe still knows that he made Moshe forget. Moshe is in them nicht gewen schuldig, aber Moshe, bei sich hat gekannt trachten, as does is gewen bei ihm an Indian shel Shikhe. Moshe Rabbeinu could think by himself that this is Einem Shikre. The Rebbe brings that in the Aore 28, in Befrat, in Mikolshkin. How much more so, Meichur HaGodose Parshe Shabbos Demam. Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed in giving the Eden the Aloches of Shabbos, that man is not going to come down. And this is when he learned, when he told them, Ilches Shabbos, that Shabbos is not allowed to go out, they say, Tzeish Mebeise, you're not allowed to go take it. Sheonsho Yakosu. He was punished for it. So Moshe Rabbeinu here could come and think also that is at fault. What's his fault? So the Rebbe is explaining now what his fault is. What is his fault? Was it versamt? Was it violated the mitzvah of the Magefe? You forgot that you have to kill Zimri, right? Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. Pinchos came and killed him. In the meantime, from Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, till Pinchos came and said, yes. What does he say? Pinchos came and he says, yeah, very good. Rom Maise Viniska Aloche, Kanoim Poigimboy. In this time, who knows how many Jews died from the 24,000? If Moshe Rabbeinu would have said right away, kill Zimri, or he would go and kill him, maybe 1,000 Jews less would have been dead. So this has to do with the Roye. The Rebbe told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go Kanten, because it's your fault. It's your fault, Kanten, and the Avim came in, and the Rebbe doesn't mention Chavivus. We'll see later why he doesn't mention Chavivus. And the Rebbe tells Moshe to Kanten, because he should learn next time how to be. There's no such thing as forgetting. Und das auch rasche, als der Minion nachher mal geht vor, ist muss man durch Moschel, der Reusch, nicht das zu sehen. Now it's a very, very beautiful understood, by Rasha uses this Moschel, not the Moschel of Pasch Kisiso, because the Rebbe tell them to come because of him. Wo Moino ist er leider, Minion an euch so Reusch, das ist ein Minion, wo es Alef, fordert sich von Moshe der Reue, this can't has to do with Moshe, because you didn't come and kill Zimri right away, would have stopped the Magefer right away. Beis leid amin an Isorois, von der Magefer, an ihr wusserot ledaito, gekennt bewohnen, bedugmet sich nicht nur so sehr, und nicht redro ichulu, oder wenigstens kleiner machen, wollt gewähnen mehr an Isorois. Either you could have stopped the old Magefer right away, you would have killed them before the Magefer started, or at least there would have been 1,000, 2,000 less. The Rebbe said, would have been more left. More Eden would have been left, and not 24,000 would have been died. This has to do with our parsha. Now let's go to the eagle. We said that by the eagle there was a inyan of a devil. Hashenke by my eagle in parshas kesiso was Moshe is done given. But oh, look how beautiful it is. Look at the Rebbe's chap in Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu, where was he when the eagle was done? He was be'ar. Ot er doch nicht gead kein shaychus to the tzoes von ein shachet. Moshe has nothing to do with it. Dort hat kein Ort nicht, als Moshe mit Zadatz und als Reus soll zählen zu einer Risse. Here we have two stories. Here we have the story of the 176,000 that the Dayonim killed. It's nothing to do with Moshe. You have the 24,000 that have to do with Moshe. So the Rebbe tells them, the 24,000, you go Kanten. So we're going to see why the Rebbe didn't tell to Kant all of them for him, not for Moshe. So, but now we have two separate things. The Rebbe, the 176,000 are not being mentioned, only the 24,000 because it's Moshe's fault. What happens in Parshas Kisiso? Moshe is not at fault, he was in heaven. So when the Rebbe tells him to count, he wants to know. What does it say in Parshas Kisiso? The Moshel Lebalatzoin, not Aroye, and the Moshel is Devil, and the Moshel is that the Rebbe says, Mitzat Chavivus, completely different thing. Mashenki, Mamai Seigl, in Parshas Kisiso, was Moshe is done given Borot, that doch nicht gehad, kein Scheiches, so die Pechess von ein Shechet, dort hat kein Ort nicht, as Moshe Mitzadatz, mui als Roye, so zählen die Zoin. There's no reason he should count him, the Rebbe wants to know. The Rebbe brings the Rashi, Aleph. Now comes the conclusion. Moshe Letzoyna Chaviv al Baale, the Rebbe wants to know. As the Minyan kommt nicht mit Zadem Roye, not Moshe Kanzel because he wants to know, no mit Zadem Baal Azoyn, dem Obersten. Why? Because Beis, das ist Vedug mit Zadem, she know fall whatever. There was a devil there. Moshe was not there. So if it's devil, it's not Moshe's fault. So the Rebbe wants to know how many are left. And that's what the Rebbe says, Kanzel because they are Chaviv, they are precious by me. Was der Reue ist der Rin mit Schuldig, und das, was der Reue ist der Eisei-Zeinl, ist, weil beim Baal-Azoin ist Azoin-Chavivo, Kenizka-Loel Barucho. It's beautifully explained, everything is understood. Yeah? The Rebbe is not satisfied, not happy yet. Oizai.
Es
gibt
eine Islam-Halacha,
aber es ist doch nicht gemein sein Schuld. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe said, Moshe Rabbeinu mit Zadatz mit Kutim, that I forgot because I'm a human being, and I forgot, and it's my fault. Why did you forget, Rebbe?
Why did the Eibishter make him count? The Eibishter knew that it was Islam-Halacha.
Yeah, what?
Somebody
asked that.
What is he doing?
I'm saying,
you're Moshe Rabbeinu, think it's your fault, so you have an
achrayis,
not the count.
Exactly. You, Moshe
Rabbeinu,
thinks that it's his fault.
Makes sense. No, no, people asked this question.
Yeah.
People asked this question. It wasn't a clear answer.
Okay.
Nobody had a good answer, really.
Lately, I'm telling everybody you ask a question, I don't know the answer. Come next week, please, and give us an answer on the question. We'll enjoy it. Adrabe. And you also. You don't remember the question? Okay, after the shir, I'll tell you what you asked. Okay. Oizai. Der Pirush is aber nicht glattig. Eden haben sich demnach gefunden, bei Arvois Mojov, Mebel, Yadin, Jerecho, Gret, da reinzugehen in Erz Yisrael, und es ist schon gewendig, Sehre von Leishavies, Akol, Azele, Oretz, und Mele, euch die Zeit von Venezavto, Moishel, Amecho, wo es der Fall steht, bald noch mehr in Israel. Der Rebbe says, where were they then? Bei Arvois Mojov, Mebel, Yadin, they were already by the Yadin. That means that they're going in Mamish in Erz Yisrael. And it's the time when it says in our parsha, when it's after El Amecho, for the first state, bald noch minyan b'nei Yisroel, and passes b'nei Yisrofrot, because when be'em shach to the minyan, alei el arwa vorim hazeh, perhaps go up and look. And the nochot, the roi b'shtog, it's Moishem, soimach zayin Yerishua. The bald minyan from Aroye, is keniska lo'el, kidei tzivisen zayin anoge, mitzoy mahriso yev la'abo, zichob geb mitzay, and faritin zayu yivaita, from an umglik, So we came to a conclusion that the minion that a shepherd is counting is he should know that something was wrong with his conducting himself and he should be careful it shouldn't happen again. But when doch in the minion gedarf mishat zayin euch Yeshua, as if he lo zov osot bald gedarf veren doch Yisrael. But the Rebbe is going to bring here now in Oy Zayin, it's a very simple thing. The Rebbe is going to answer, what is the question in the first Pirush that Rashi is bringing the second Pirush? What's the question? A very simple question. If you're telling me, if you want to tell me that the Eden was so close there by Arvois Mojov, and they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, who is taking over Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeshua. So take Yeshua also to the Kant. He should see what the problem was, and he should learn how to behave with the Eden. It shouldn't happen again. Such a terrible thing. בדרך כמן זוג אז בעל דורי בשטורת גבוסת אז ביזי סטלקו של מוישה ותנוח דוי הרנת לך חדושים דפר אז דמי נגיע עצו מוישה על קולפונים פער עודי חדושים בסר זנוח דרוי את הרב שאת לכוי רבי כותבית סקוויז ארסלף and say that why did the rabbi not get your Yeshua because he knew that מוישה רבן is going to be for quite a few months I don't know exactly what month it was in Parshas Pinchos which month are we on anybody remembers מוישה רבן פסטווין זה אין עודר which month were we on I don't remember the rabbi says they are poor חדושים על קולפונים פער עודי חדושים So the Rebbe says...
Between
Av
and
other.
I'm saying it's after Aaron passed away, and
before... Rosh Chodesh of Aaron passed away, and...
And Rosh Chodesh Shvat is born, so...
Okay, it's interesting. Oh, because we learned already that Vayovo came to fight because Aaron passed away. There was no more, Miriam passed away.
Here it says Elozer. Elozer has to come, not Aaron. Yes. Aaron wasn't
there to come. He said... It was a
man to Moshe in the beginning of the parasha. It says the lozo. So means that it was okay. So we have at least a few months, as the Rebbe says. Apor chadoshim for odi chadoshim. Okay. Yoisaber. So the Rebbe says the Yoisaber is there tiruts of nish mishatav zayin Yeshua aroye netre chadoshim arum. If a matzav shoyne legamre funidin and if meavi felsin yo. The Rebbe says and it bothers. Why didn't you say to count? Yeshua should be also counting. He's going to take over in a new situation that he didn't going in. He has to be the one counting, going into Eretz Yisrael now, and he's going to be the leader for 14 years. He's nicht glad. I don't have an answer for it. The Rebbe brings Rashi at zweiten Pirush as the minion is taki get verbunden mit Mrs. Moshe. Achshav shekor avlomus l'arzir tzoynoi machzirom beminyan. That's why Rashi brings the second Pirush because otherwise it's not understood. Why didn't the Rebbe come tell Yeshua to be also in the counting Elozor and Moshe? But the zweiter Pirush is noch schwerer, right? Everybody understands why the second Pirush is schwerer. Because it says why Yachama gave her and tell him why the Rashi Moshe. How could it be? Aber der zweite Pirush ist noch schwerer wieder raus, weil diese ist der Minion nicht verbunden mit Vayachama Geifo. So why do you say Vayachama Geifo? He start right away by Dabar Hashem. No, mit Korav Lumus. It has to do with Moshe's passing. Und der Rebbe bringt das Rashi noch als zweiten Pirush. Und der erste Pirush ist der Pirush Ha-Ikri. Im Pshuta Shel Mikro. Keniska Lelsim Gimus understood. The first Pirush is beautiful. But we have one question. Why not Yeshua? So the Rebbe brings a second. Yeah, you're right. Because... Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away. That's why he did the counting. Ois ches. Medavu b'fashtein. Now the Rebbe comes with the all the questions that we had when he's not there anymore. The Rebbe is giving now a new question. Very interesting. Medavu b'fashtein. For vos is the take given the minyan mitzadem roye Moshe Rabbeinu and ish mitzadem oibashten. The balatzon. Why? We mentioned it before in the middle of the Sikhe. Why did the Rebishter said Moshe Rabbeinu to count only because of the Roye and didn't say to count everybody because he wants to know? Because he mitzat chiboson. The balatzoin. Midakavone zu wissen, kamon oisroin loidea sheichavivo. You're talking about Eden, all of them, right? It's 176, almost the Rebbe mentions later in the Sikhe. It's almost 200,000 people. Why don't you mention it and say because they're chavivo? I want you to count them for me, not for you. Kamon oisroin loidea sheichavivo. Und demol wird es gewähren, ich gehe seit den Isorien von der Magepo und sei von Irgulischer Noschow. We can't it, because of both of them. Kein ist Kaloen. Also beim Balazoin, ich bin egal, in der Magminien, kein Afgeminien, nicht wie er soll die Zoin sein umgekommen. Wenn der Balazoin wants to canten, it's nothing to do if the Roye is at fault or the Roye is not at fault. It doesn't matter if it's a devil or it's Zeivin. He wants to know because he loves them. The Eden are loved by him, Chavivo. So he wants to know. The Reb Sheh would have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he should count everybody, would have been understood very well. Why not? It's a beer on them, a beautiful beer. And it's a little bit, I don't know how to say, but you know, we're learning in, also in the project of Kutin Sichas, each and everyone that teaches Sichas, as he understands. Chas v'sholom to say that I understood what the Rebbe meant, but we're trying to understand each one according to his abilities. There's something that it's usually not the Rebbe's style. What the Rebbe is going to say here is something mind-boggling. It's out of, there's such a out of the box. I mean, it's something not to be believed that the Rebbe said it, but it's a, unbelievable. Da bieren dem. Iden am doch oiver gewen auf vuchet von Boi Laramis. Was von Pirush Rashi fardem, as kanoim poigim boi, Rashi said before kanoim poigim boi, on keine Eidus, on Besen, nothing. You see somebody doing such a thing, you kill him. Versteht schon der Bechomesh Lemikro, der Bechomesh Lemikro understands himself, der Oiso gewen lache Arbkeit und von dem Balavere. He understood. You don't need Bezen, you don't need, you know, to kill somebody. You need a Bezen that killed one in 7 years or one in 70 years. It's called a Bezen that are killers. And here you say, go and kill him. Don't ask any questions. Bezen has been brought to the verloren game from a room. 200,000 Tiden that brought to be killed because of this Avere. And the Rashi brings to them, as we said before, Bilam told the Bolok, try this, this is going to work because the Rebishter is saying it. And he got 200,000 people killed, Bilam. Is moving as it is in Shaykh was the Iyan and Minyan from Chavivus. The question was, why does the Rebbe tell Moshe to Kante? Because I want to see the Chavivus. There's no Chavivus here. The Rebbe can't tell him Kante because of Chavivus. So the Rebbe tells him, you count only the 24,000 who is left because this is at your fault and that's why I want you to count it, not for me. And the Rebbe is going to explain it even more how bad this Avera is. And this is what I said before, that it's unbelievable words.
Once for Allah, it's in the
Torah. Huh?
Once for Allah.
So they can't be called
the Rebbe's
son.
It's coming.
Especially if you say that
he made him forget. good. Yes. And you know what? By the end of the Sikhre, is even more something wonderful what the Rebbe says. Comes at a point, I want to say it later, but you mentioned, comes at a point that Moshe Rabbeinu in some aspects, in some times, in some things, he loves it more than the Eibishter.
But that's not come from Eibishter. The Eibishter them exactly this time.
Yeah, but unbelievable. The Eibishter could be because Moshe Rabbeinu can't. He's always Moshe on Nefesh himself for the Indians when he come by the end of the Sikha. And we see in last week's Sikha, whoever was here.
Yeah.
I'll say it soon. The Rebbe brings it down. We said last week in the Sikha that Bilam knew that the Eibishter doesn't want him to go. And he had the story with the Chaboy, and then he went. Why? Because Bilam knew that the Rebbe could be a second in the day could be Bekas, so the Rebbe could be Bekas on the Eden. So he says he's going to use this time. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Nefesh. Let's see inside. Okay. V'yumtak al derech haloche. The Rebbe brings on al derech haloche. How much more this avere is? Boy el aramis is a chedvus beloshen Rambam. Yes, boy efsed she'im bechol arayis kemoishe. When somebody is boy la goye, when somebody has kids from a goye, this is the worst avere, even from any avere that he could do with some that he is not allowed to have any relation. Kemoishe shabe mino ervo, bnoyu. Somebody had a kid from somebody that is not allowed to marry. It's Zayid, bnoy, it's his son. Lechol dovo. Ubechlal Israel nechshav, er Zayid. Veabein min akusis eino ibnoy. If he has a kid with a goye, it's not his son. The Rabbi said again from the Ragged Shover, is Masbir, as Duch dem Chet, is me mavid nefoshes me Israel, al day de ozil zarom basro. This child that was born was supposed to have an ishom and be a yid, and this child is going according to the mother, and he's a goy. The sayest, listen to these words. Vayala andere averes, velche zezolen zayn, not a chilek which one, geit me nisht arriba de gvulois. There's boundaries, there's a gvul, and you're not going over the gvul, even by the eagle. By the eagle, what does it say, the muscle there? Muscle the balatzoin, and chaviva olof, even after the eagle, because he didn't cross the boundaries, even they did a eagle. Here is a different thing. What's here? Or the eingestellt bin Israel, weil euch noch heuwe sein da wäre, bleibt in Israel, even after doing the eagle. מה שאין כן הבוי אל הרמיס, ובעלת אז הקינד ועושות גדר וזיים פונפושס מישראל, this child that should have been aid, אותו גמחת אז אוזיל בסרו, he becomes a goy like her, איך שגיבור הנוכי, is מידו כנגד מידו, the rapester is punishing מידו כנגד מידו, how do you say it in English?
Measure for measure.
Measure for measure. אז עבר את גירכן בנגיע לחביבוסי, אז זה יביא אבל את הרויס מרוץ לצן הרשי. Listen to this. Not only his child, when Basroin became a goy, you, the guy himself that he did the Aveire, also got himself out. And that's where he's not Chaviv anymore. So how could the Rebishter say, the Moshel, how could the Rebishter Moshe, the Moshel of Tzoyin, that I won't encounter because it's Chavivuse. Mele is Nishto, we missed, you came, Shechlosh and Rambam, the Dovo is a goyrem, not only this itself. This brings, the Rebbe is innovating, that even the guy that did it is becoming disconnected from the Eibishter. The Rebbe said in Rambam, Shalosh in Rambam. The door was a goyim leidovik ba'akum, shevdilon ha'kodesh bochum. Not only the kid, but the guy himself is going to become, live with the goyim and do everything with the goyim. Umele is nishtokim in chavivus leidamin anisoris. What does it say in Parshas Kisiso, the Rebbe shavons to mean anisoris, because they are chaviv, here you can't say mean anisoris. Why? Listen to this beautiful idea. Divosom nish gizindikt, seine nicht kenne ich sorgen von dir heute mit Skele wird sie wollte nicht gewähren kein Scheich ist bechavim it's unbelievable the Rebbe says when the Rebbe just says in Kisiso to come to me not the whoever was left so there was people that they seen people that they didn't so come and tell me who is left although they seen him with in this group didn't see but it's no sorgen here it's not no sorgen the people that they did the Aveir of Boil Aramis are out of that. They're out of here. They're not here. So how could you tell me, come to Mesoris? Amazing. And it's more than the Baal Poyer. So all of them get on the same bazaar. For sure. State of God, not the maid, give them it there, and she gesorgt. Rashi, get the ganze mindset, but she gewinnt them. For sure. Okay, so everything is understood, and everything is beautiful. We are left with one question. Yeah? Why does it say, Eider? And what does it say there? Why is Rashi using the word Eder? Okay. Der Funk kommen in der Reus, die zwei Zobis, die Geroes. Also in the Reus, it's two extremes. From one side, the bed of the sins, and from the other side, the mile of Moshe Rabbeinu. Von einer Seite sieht man euch, wie weit es riert on the head von Boil Aramis. You see how far it goes? As the Rebbe said, it's nicht nur was Ozel Zaron Basro, it's unbelievable words. Not only the Zaron goes Basro, nor euch der Choyte allein, wer durch den wir euch geschlossen, von die Zöhmach Rischen Schlag und ich Bochum. Wer hat das mehr, nicht einmal. Er wird euch geschlossen, is locked out, is not here anymore. Und euch, und das ist euch der Eure, auf dem Goyd Laschus war Achreis, und die, was sich bei dem Limchois, und abhalten. Hier, der Rebbe says, according to this, look how much the Achreis, what's the Achreis? The responsibility of those who have a connection to stop somebody to do it, Bechlal, or stop somebody that already did, not to do it again. Obwohl, dann viele Jochen, dann viele einmal, von Durchfall zu Rachmanenzlern in dem Chet, keine Leute, wo sie eigentlich in Durchgefallen Rachmanenzlern in dem. This was in Schnastopschen, La Medalle, Pinchos. This is the years that the Rebbe was screaming. Whoever, I don't think that beside Rabbi Yankov and Rabbi Holzman, maybe him, who was there. The Rebbe was poshet, screaming, unbelievable. The Rebbe got hoarse. He gave away his life. And the Rebbe says there's two things that it's making him unbelievable. The Shchune and Miu Yehudi. The Rebbe said Miu Yehudi was screaming about that. I remember the Sikha when the Rebbe spoke about Aran Shvuestein. They read Megillas Rus. That one Opa left and she went with her. And she says, wherever you're going to leave, I'm going to leave. Wherever you're going to die, I'm going to die. Wherever you're going to be buried, I'm going to be buried. And the Rebbe emphasized the Indian in Eretz Yisrael. The Memshole in Eretz Yisrael said of the word Kealocho, that anybody who comes and says he's Zaid becomes Zaid. Exactly what happens. And we see it later on, in 20 years later, we see that there's Boil Aramis and there's Goyish kids that came out. So this is what the Rebbe says, how much the responsibility, whoever has a chance to stop it, has to do it. Okay, this is one side that we see from this, the Eroe, the Arbkeit, the severity of doing it. Leidorgisse, Zetmen Ober, as Benegiat zu versorgen, zu Echeyem, Schmire von Zeven, Vechulu, is Moshe Rabbeinu, der Roya Nemo, Shal Kol Yisrael. The Rebbe told Moshe Rabbeinu, go Kanten, because there's Zeven, that's what we use the Moshe. The Rebbe told us, Moshe Rabbeinu, he should count and know how to behave. So the Rebbe said something unbelievable. He says, Shmire, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Roya Nemo from Shal Kol Yisrael. Because he says, Moshe Nefesh for Yed Nidin, and mentioned the Ora, somebody mentioned before. Vato im Tiso Chatoson ve im Ayin mecheni no misifrecho. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Nefesh for the Eden in a time after the eagle. He says mecheni misifrecho. Mecheni, I don't want to be here. Was is sich Moshe Nefesh for Yedin Eden? Legt sich herein. Euch bnei Geya azelech Eden. The Rebbe told them to do it, but Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it with Mesiris Nefesh. He's going to count the Eden that he left from these 24,000. And what does he call them? Lay down minion on his service. Even the 24,000 that they did avail us, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Nefesh for them, and he does count them. Versteht ihr, mit dem Ebersch, das? Der Ebersch hat gesagt, that's more the 276,000 are not being, they're not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has Moshe Rabbeinu. It's amazing. Legt sich herein, ob in den Geisel Chieden, bis als euch seh seinen in Zoyen Marisoi. Yeah? The lesson is there that you should see what happened with Zoyen Marisoi. Der Zeil is lay down minion on his service. Look in Ahore 47. Just unbelievable. When the Oyer Shigamim Nichlalu Ba'eroi, the Oif Mechalukas Ahore, the Yetzim Mitzrayim Shemesu, Yirshu Esachayim Boyei Ahorets. Amazing. When we came into Eretz Yisrael, the Chalukas of Eretz Yisrael, I'm embarrassed, I'm not a young man, and I learned the Rashi every year, and I says, today is Chitas, a long Rambam, and a long Chumash, a long Philip. I'm going to try tomorrow, maybe I'll open up again the Chumash and learn it. The way that how do you divide it as Israel is not a simple. So this time I said, coming to the Shir, I must know it. So I sat down with Rashi and with Meforshim, and I learned, I understood. I think we have a few minutes, 9:32. We didn't have an hour now. Such an interesting geschmack. Whoever learned that, he didn't understand that. It's very simple. Two brothers came out of Mitzrayim. They both died in Midbar, right? They were between 20 and 60. One of them had one son. One of them had three sons. If these four people came into Eretz Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they gave each one of those four a chelik, right? So we have one, two, three, four. They got four chelokim. Then the meisim that they died in Midbar are yoyresh esachayim. Usually, whereas alive, Yashin's the death. Here the death, Yashin, these four lives. So what do we have now? Two brothers. So they have two chelokim, right? So the son, the one that has one son, is getting a double chelik, is getting two, and those three are getting this second chelik, and they divide it into three. That's how it works. So I see that the mason that they died then are counted, and they are yoresh the chayim, and then they give it back to them, the chelik in Eretz Yisrael.
This wasn't after all the they all died? This story?
All of them. The Rebbe says.
No, this story of Zimri wasn't after all the
No. I think it was before. Comes out it was before. Rebbe says clearly.
So it doesn't matter how many kids they have, or just it's a clear
Whoever
came out of Mitzrayim, he got a
chelik. Again, the story is that three kids got each one a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But then the Rebbe said no. Give it back to the Yosef Mitzrayim. Give it back to his father. And his father.
It doesn't matter how many kids he has.
Exactly right. The Rebbe said, give it back to the father. And then what happens with these three chelokim that they got? It's not theirs. They get only two chelokim and divide it into three.
After calling
this midbar.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Okay, so we have to write it down. We have to. It must be after because the Zvov Bov was already Chavishos above. They stopped dying. Every day they would go on in a caver, and whoever got up in the morning was done. A very, very good point, and we have to find out. Okay, you have application by next week. You have to have an answer. Okay, let's finish. And Leida Min on his
sorrows. They were
okay. Listen to this. Leida Min on his sorrows. Look in Ahore 48. Ulaoyir mi bamidbo rabbe psof pashes bolok. The gama mesim bamagevo atzmom nimno. Listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu counted them also. Not only counted what was left, he counted also the word died. Okay, next page. Oyir zeizan in a tail. Now comes the answer. Why does it say Edroi? And it doesn't say Alatzoin, Betoichatzoin. This is the answer. Oyir zeizan in a tail von Edroi. Rashi uses the word Edroi. Right? Not as he says there that it was a devil a plague. No. The Zevim came in betoich edroi. Doesn't say Zevim came on the tzoin. In Medrash it says ala tzoin. Here it says betoich edroi. Why makes everybody the same flock? There's no such thing. Even if they sinned, and noch mehr, even more. Nicht atel b'ktzei amachne. There's in Baal Yisro. There's b'ktzei amachne, but it says toich edroi. All of them are in toich edroi. And the Adog gave a tail from toiro. This becomes a chelik von Teuro, that Moshe Rabbeinu counted everybody, and probably the limit is that we have to love everybody, and we have to be mekarev everybody. And I wrote for Eden, we have a mezokton, zichu Teuras Moshe Abdi. This is a chelik in Teuro, that Moshe Rabbeinu is counting even those. Moshe Rabbeinu is counting the meisim, and the meisim are being counted in the chelik, in the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. They are also counted. This is what we could learn from that.
I have the same question.